A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 1st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stuben.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the newly appointed cabinet.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
Joining us once again, you are listening to Studio 7, a Live Talk, and we are coming out from the Voice of America in Washington. And this evening, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's first cabinet picks.
Mr. Mnangagwa last night named a new cabinet, seen as rewarding top military officials who played a crucial role in his rise to the top, but retained much of the old guard from President Robert Mugabe's era, which analysts say deflates much of the optimism surrounding the new government.
But his backers say he opted for continuity and experience as he has only 8 months before the country calls for the next elections. And if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Kuzobuya ke lo Major General Sibusiso Sibanda Moyo. Ngiyamkhumbula uMoyo ezethulumbiko ukuthi ibutho selingene ke eZBC khona ngale selikhuluma ngokuthi selihluthune umbuso welizwe. So ke Blessing siyabona ke sibili ukuthi unaka kwa ulabantu abacha ngama kudalela.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tila wati tinzuwe kubwa kwa muri kutimunona seidare rema kurukota rakasaruzwa iro na va Emmerson Mnangagwa Nezuro Maneru. Pakaoni kwa pachipinda yu vamwe varukubwa mchuto wakaita sa ya masha operens chiri vave gurukotari nuna nezwe kurima kuchizo tuo vamwe wakaita sa meja Sibusiso Moyo vamuno ziwa wachita ura yu kuti mauto ndo anga apanyanga mushure mekunge vaenda kuno kombereza imba ya vamugabe inozi blue roof kuborode uko vachiva tiwo vanufaronge vachisia chigaru. Asi kune vakawanda varimu darema kurukota irori vagara varimu matarema kurukota apfura pasipa vamugabe vakaita asava Obet Mpofu vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwemukati menyika vakembo Mohadi vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwenyika kuchitwo vakawanda vana mai Stembiso Nyoni vana mai Opa Muchinguri Kashiri vana amai Priska Mupfumira vadzorwa zvakare vanga vambo biswa mudarire makurukota navamugabe kuchitiwo vamwe vatsva vakaitawo sana Ziyambi Ziyambi vave ivo ku bazi rinoona nezvemitemo navakazembeka zembe
so ke ziyabona ke kulo Patrick Chinamasa ke okakalesa zimali kuzobuya ke umnumzana Obet Mpofu ubambe ezomvikela ekhaya. Uzobuya ke Marshall Perens Chiri usekhangele ezokulima lokuhlalisa abantu nje emakhaya khona ngale. Ulazarus Tagu Ntokola lokho khona ubambe ezemfundo uDokotela David Palanyatwa ngozibambeke kwezempilakahle. Kuzobuya ke umnumzana Kembo CD Mohadi kembo mwati akula mtata la kukulumende kuta loke kuona lapa ke kakalezo mvigela uziyambi ziyambi nguyoba mbege ezo mteto mecha jela nisipusiso moyo isa mkumbule uba wakwe kuu wakuluma ukutia sokufiwa la Zimbabwe uba mbege ezo kukutelana na banya mazwe kuzo mwaya ke mnumza na chulai moyo isa mkumbule wa chulai moyo use kona njalo ukangele ezo matulopeni le mapanjeni kuzo mwaya ke ustepi zonyoni uloke kona kuta se kangele ezo abo mama. So kwa hilo, Professor Amon Murira, mwaka ngele eze mfundu ipezulu. Usupa mwanduwa zira la ukona, ICT, ya wazi kie, uka ngele kono kwe, oibule njini ve internet, leto ezi njalo unje. Kuso kwa hile, ukiwe banyati, la uzbambile, lepa eze sevens. So hama sikupeka kukunjalo kwe mfundu.
Hunguka hama wadiwa, maka sunu kukasezi lugu taura, Gibbs hapa kuti munge mchipinda mchirongwa chedu tichikurukura Gibbs regaiti mboende pa Facebook page yedu toona uti vanwari kuti kudi nenya edare makurukota tinashe chanyao arukuti stop it tuenda una Vincent Dana arukuti watching from Kalinia Pretoria thank you so much and then Edmo Gondo Rambane Pasi watching from Selu Zimbabwe thank you so much and Tina Zakari, Senzani Sajimi Tendele, old train with new driver. We also have Efas Pet Mandaza, my good friend there in the UK. He says, it has always been a case of a snake shedding its skin. Trago Trust Chipato, Arguti, watching from South Africa. Rosie Silla, who is the vice president? I don't think that decision has been made yet.
Not
we
yet,
don't
yeah.
know. There's just a speculation as to who might be picked as vice president, or actually two. After their congress, we might have three, because they were saying there's need to fulfill the women's quota. Then Paul January, apo blessing, please call me. Paul is in South Africa. Then we have Prinsola Herrera, Arguti loud and clear. Then we have Bright Chelsea Sibenge, Arguti, you appreciate me more when I'm gone. I don't know if that's President Robert Mugabe. We are Mkumbula. Then we have Jeremiah Mudagureva, Arguti, Tiripo Fe. Thanks so much, Jeremiah. We have Samson Mukulanga, we're saying, call me. We have Dara K. Ramusina. He wants to be called my good friend. Tototai Matavarira in the UK says, Kulanda Ntakatera Hedu Budi. Thank you so much. Munyaradzi Shingrai Chiwoto, watching from Vic Falls, Gibbs.
Zilabo abaningi lapha abasebe ngele nkudleni blessing. Ngasuka ngela ke kulo Priscilla Ngulube. Uthi ngibukele la msibili ngikhonapho. Hlengi wesibanda stole siyakuzwa kakhulu. Uthi kodwa ke umnumzana obhethi yebantu. Ungene njani futhi. Philip Sibanda uthi kunzima bafowethu. Kunzima sibili. Kuzobuyeke usithule Nicole Chuma. Uyabukele khona ngale ke eBilitani. Siyabonga Machuma. Kuzobuya lo Silence Mpunzi. Uthi ngamanyala lawa. Asonto elungileyo. Lezwe katesi kunapo. Kuzobuya ke unomza jiani. Uthi ngilibukele. Ngisatepeni. Zokutasa silo muntu.
We have our first guest. That is MDC spokesperson. Mr. Obet Gutu. He also at one time served as the deputy justice minister. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good evening, good evening, listeners. Maneru Sisonga.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Gutu is on the line. You can ask him a question.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, I guess you have seen the cabinet and people have been talking on social media about what this cabinet is all about. So give us a take, taking into consideration that maybe you would have wanted to be the Minister of Justice, right?
Yes, Gutu, thank you very much. Yeah, I've seen the cabinet. Maybe let me just make one. The first observation is that, of course, it's a 22-member cabinet, way smaller than the previous cabinet of the former president, Robert Mugabe. And significance is not that there are only six deputy ministers. I remember clearly that the last cabinet had about 24 or 25 deputy ministers. So it was like virtually every ministry had a deputy minister. If I remember well, I think the only ministry that didn't have a deputy minister was the Minister of Finance for some reason. So in total, there were about 74 or 75 ministers, the former cabinet. Like, what I found a little bit astounding about the present cabinet is, you know, the recycling of what I would want to call, with due respect, deadwood. Yeah, you are talking of people who have been in the cabinet for more than 20 years or so, some of them even for about 30 years. I mean, let me give you an example of, for instance, somebody like Minister Obed Mpofu, who, with respect, does not have a particularly, you know, rosy record in cabinet. I mean, when you look at his record, the Minister of Mines and Mining Development during the GNU era, and when you also look at generally, you know, the allegations of corruption against him, which he has not unfortunately been able to successfully, like, express. And you also have people like the Minister of Health, Minister David Parenyatwa, who is actually superintendent of the total collapse, the virtual collapse of the public health delivery system. And what I also found very astounding is, you know, you have a Minister of Youth, Honorable Stanley Sonyoni, who last time I checked is about 69 or 70 years. So really, to have somebody who is about 70 years old being a Minister of Youth, I think it's actually an insult to the youth who happen to be the majority of the population. I think we all know that demographically, people below the age of 40 constitute about maybe 64 to 65% of Zimbabwe's population. And you also look at something that I found also very astounding is the militarization of the cabinet. We also have a Major General, Dr. Sibusiso Moyo, who is coming in as the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade. And you also have Emma Saperensi, who is coming in as the Minister of Agriculture and Land. So you tend to then want to believe that, you know, we are actually having a deliberate military thrust. We actually have quite a militarized cabinet, which I believe for some of us who believe in critical democratic change and in civilian politics as opposed to military politics or the militarization of politics, we feel pretty uncomfortable. So basically, I would say it's a cabinet that is not inspiring. I would call it, it's like putting old wine in new bottles. It will remain old wine. I'll call it a cabinet that is like just the flip side of the old order. It is like the reverse side of the same coin. It is uninspiring. It doesn't look very very exciting. And when you look at even people like Patrick Chinamata, with whom I worked in the Ministry of Justice during the GNU, for him to go back to the Ministry of Finance and with the kind of difficulties that he had, you know, as the Minister of Finance before he got demoted to Minister of WhatsApp or what they were calling his cyber ministry. I believe that they could have gotten a better person, maybe even from, you know, outside politics, as somebody who's like a banker, a retired banker, to be a Minister of Finance and Economic Development. So I believe that this is a cabinet that is dull, I'm afraid to say. It doesn't look particularly exciting. Like I've already said, it is like the reverse side of the same coin. And when you look at the economy, that is virtually on life support. We have an economy in which more than 90% of the people who live or subsist within the informal sector. I believe that those men and women are not going to be able to take Zimbabwe to the next level. So I would actually say that cabinet, with respect, it's an uninspiring cabinet. If I use thick lingo, some are already saying cabinet yakadzaka.
The drunken master reminds me of the drunken master. But Mr. Gutu, I think some people are also complaining about the number of females in this cabinet. They are saying just three women. That's an insult. Do you agree or agree to disagree?
Yeah, exactly. That's the other dimension. When you look actually, it's in terms of gender parity. It's actually an insult because we know that 52% of the Zimbabwean population is constituted of women. And if I remember well, there are about three women in that cabinet. Mm-hmm.
Mpumira.
Who is the third one? There's also, I can't even remember the third one.
Mai Mpumira. Opam Chinguru, Mai Mpumira, and Mai
Kimsinyoni. And Opam Chinguru Kashiri. And look, you are saying, and all those women, when you look at it, you know, Vanu Akura, I believe believe that they could have done better to look for younger women who are there, well-educated women who could actually have been given, cabinet post, at least one half of those cabinet posts. I've already said, if you're looking at the Ministry of Youth, which is now being led by a grandmother who is 70 years old, I think it's not only an insult to women, but it's also an insult to youth. So I think it's a very, not fairly, it's actually a chauvinistic, male chauvinistic, cabinet setup. And I don't know what women think about it, but I don't want to believe that women are going to be excited by that kind of cabinet where they are only represented by three women out of 22 cabinet ministers.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
I guess we've got Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is a political analyst based at Huddersfield University. He's on the line. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So now, the cabinet that never was, right? Or this is the most brilliant cabinet you've ever seen in life in Zim, right?
Yeah, it isn't the first cabinet. I think one of the things that we have got to note is that in a place of laws, in a country of laws, this cabinet is not only disappointing, is not only insensitive in terms of non-representative in terms of age and so forth. The cabinet is to a large extent illegal. It is unconstitutional. And I'll tell you why. The Constitution demands that the president must have due diligence and due deference to gender equality, regional equality, and so on and so on. And if you look at it, its gender balance is inappropriate, it's totally out of the map, and for that reason, in a country where courts are useful, where courts do their job, this could be challenged in a court of law, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa could be forced to revisit some of the allocations of the post and allocate a few more positions in his cabinet to female members of the society who are appropriately qualified to carry out such duties. And there is not a shortage of women who can be ministers, cabinet ministers in any country, let alone Zimbabwe, with its high literacy rate.
Don't understand. When we visit to go in general.
Ailungisa ukuthi ibe labantu besifazane abeneleyo abafana nalokuthi abantu ku population izalwane zeZimbabwe ezingabafazi zingaki ngalelo qhinga ngibona ukuthi bekungaba khona abantu abangaphangisa bahambe emthethweni ndaba bafike bathi hayi icabinet leyi ayikho emthethweni ngoba isekelo sombuso sicho njalo.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, some might actually say maybe Mr. Gutu is crying more than the bereaved. Of course, you are in the opposition. Why, if you stay close to a cemetery, you are not supposed to mourn for everyone. Varukuti kwa imi muno dei pa ukuye mweni, siya ewa tongi.
No, because the whole idea is blessing. Why we're in politics? We're in politics to serve the nation. We, some of us have sacrificed a lot. I mean, for what we are doing. I think I want the listeners to appreciate that some of us, we are in politics not because we are clamoring for one of these positions. No. I mean, I've been in government before. I've been a deputy minister before. So I actually know how government operates. I mean, you can give me any government, I think we did say that's all impossible. I think I'll be able to run it. So all I'm saying is we are looking at a situation where we want our country to prosper. Mm-hmm. We want our people to live in happiness. We believe in the pursuit of happiness as MDC. We want people to enjoy the fruit of their labor, to enjoy the natural resources of their country, to live peacefully, happily. So all we are saying is this. If you are going to have a cabinet in a, only three women out of 22 people, then are you saying, when you look at Zimbabwe, one of the highest literacy rates, not only in Africa, but in the world. Last time I said this, actually, I think we are number two. It's not number one or number two. I think it's either we are number one or number two after Tunisia in terms of literacy in Africa. So all we are saying is we have got highly educated, highly qualified men and women. Why, therefore, did President Mnangagwa only find it fit to get only three women? And if you look at it, I'm not being tribalistic here. All these women are from the northern part of the country. Okay. And then, of course, the same people may be from the southern part. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is, it was going to be better if at least they'd come up with, out of 22, then to have at least about 10 women sitting in cabinet. Because the women are there with the relevant qualifications, the relevant experience. I mean, in the private sector, we've got women who've done very well in business, we've got women who've done very well in insurance, we've got women who've done very well in academia. So I believe that there's really no good reason. I don't think anyone would say we are crying more than they believe. We are doing this simply because we want Zimbabwe to be governed properly. And more so, I think it's one of our primary functions as the opposition, to keep the government of the day in check. And if we don't do that, I think we'd have failed in one of our core duties as opposition, because we are there to make sure that we keep the government of the day in check. We point out to their weaknesses. We obviously are supposed to make them work. And I think this is one of our duties, and this is exactly what we're doing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not like we wanted to be in cabinet. No. I want listeners to appreciate. No, we really have no appetite to be involved in a ZANU-PF cabinet. But at the same time, because we are Zimbabweans, we have that patriotic duty and we need that patriotic obligation to see to that our country is governed properly.
Thank you so much. We thought that a fight between grasshoppers is a joy to the crow. But Mr. Gutu is defining the role of opposition here. Of course, Napoleon once said, if you see your enemy making mistakes, don't interrupt him.
Mm-hmm.
They are interrupting Mr. Mnangagwa here. Regai tiende kuna vamoyo ku South Africa. Makadi vamoyo.
Nyo makadi yuko baba.
Ayo watirini nani. Darere makuru kutara manga maka mirira raswika. Anzi kutonga kwa rogamba. Muruko ona se ikability.
Ayo I was able to get a little bit of a
Thank tinotenda zvikuru kuva moyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotendera gaiti tiriwo vamwe tirikupinda mukana wamapepa vanoti vagotwa mberi basa nepati yambeshena mberi mukana waiwasvike kuti basa itore nekuti namwari vabvuma kuti itore basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Moyo there seems to be an MDC supporter. It is hoping that they win next year's elections. And he's saying that for Mr. Mnangagwa, it's the same old cabinet. And he does not have any hope in it changing the fortunes of the country. That's his own view. Gibbs Ngubane.
Just before taking this caller, there's an interesting comment that has been sent by, I think it's Martin Klanga. He says you cannot remove an old back tire and put it up front, and then you claim that you have restructured your car. We need a new set of tires. We cannot have a country running on the same old tires. This guy is saying, no, that cannot happen. So ke sizwe ke silo babunyati lapha econgweni babanyati ngawatshona njani babanyati kungani babunyati ifoni yakhe kungani kumbe sidlwe izinto ya kungani sinqambukile nje so kumbe ngibe sengisiya kubaba uSpanda baba Dr. Spanda ukhona econgweni
ukhona
ye ungena kwa oka Marshall Parents Siri. Kulabanye abantu zivele asebelunywa ikhonzi la. Bathi lokhu kuyachaphula. Indaba yokuchaphula abantu.
Hey, ngibona ukuthi uA Marshall linabantu abaningi nemazi njengo A Marshall Parents Siri abantu abaningi abesindebeleni bamazi njengo Black Jesus. Ngoba ngesikhathi sakhe ubesazakala njengomduthu wefika emzini wabantu akhethe njengomlimi ukuthi hayi wena ungaphila wena ususifa wena ungaphila wena uzakufa kusasa. Ube umuntu obamba izimpilo zabantu ngesikhathi seguqula undi lapha. So ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa semthathe wamfaka uhulumende wamkhipha lapha kade cathe khona emasotsheni. Kuyinto yethu sayethengisa njalo ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa indaba yokudibeka kwabantu emandebeleni akayithathi akayiqakathekise kangako uyenza into encane ngala ndaba lokuthi abanye abantu bangabe phatheka kanjani. Indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi wazi ukuthi ngicabanga ukuthi abantu abanye ngobuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi bazi ukuthi upresident wabo akala ndaba lezihlupho zabo lokudubeka abake bakwenza. Into eyokuthi akulamuntu akade ikhangelele nabantu abasemazweni aphecheya bengibona kathi sila ku-BBC bekhuluma ngalendaba ukuthi kwethu salokhu ukuthi ngathi umuntu owazakala elenhliziyo embi kangakanjalo kuthiwa wabulala abantu elizweni usukake nguminista ngaliphi bona abantu bohlobo lwalubulawa bezwa njani ngalesi sehlakalo esinzima kangaka.
Ye, ngicela ufake nje 1 minute ngasikhiwa khonokho.
Well, I think that it's a huge tragedy when you have a section of your society as a president and you are unable to sympathize and empathize with your feelings, justified or unjustified. The fact that, Marshall Prince Shiri was in Matabele known as the Black Jesus for his attitude towards the matters during the 80s when there was a suspected genocide. Means that his appointment certainly touches a lot of people as personal, as insensitive, as certainly an insult for those who had known Parentsiri as the Black Jesus, for he had the power to decide who would leave and who wouldn't leave, who would have life when he arrived in people's homes in the 80s. So I think that, and it's not just people like me, Zimbabweans, it's people in the international world where I was watching today, the British sort of regretting ever letting him train at Sandhurst, and also worrying why such a person would be appointed to be in a government in a country where you have a lot of people who experienced his matters that are still alive and can still tell the stories of what he actually did. So it's a chilling thought. And we don't know how our society is going to survive this. It's not on the Ndebele, it's also on the Shona as well, where you have people becoming, where the president is giving unnecessary profile
to an issue that needed to be dealt with, I think, more soundly and more sensitively as it dies out, perhaps.
Thank you.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, Blessing?
Just briefly, I mean, we can't say everyone in this cabinet is not capable of delivering. I mean, even at a monkey contest, there is a winner. Are there characters that you think can actually perform in this cabinet?
I don't know. I'll single out. Okay, fine. He's a military guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that chap called through Siso Moyo.
Mm-hmm.
He's somebody I know. I mean, personally, I know he's very intelligent. Mm-hmm. And he's got a doctorate in international relations.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's very sharp. What I don't know now is, because there have been certain allegations I've been reading somewhere this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
About some dodgy deals, diamond deals. During the Zimbabwe National Army escapade
in
the Congo, in the DRC in the 90s, where he had been, you are seeing at some, you know, some of those kind of things. So I don't know whether that might not be maybe a blemish on his record.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I know that given an opportunity, he'll be able to be a very good foreign affairs minister because he's an expert in international relations. He also has been running some of the army. I mean, businesses, I know for certain that he's got a very keen and sharp business acumen. I know mm-hmm. Susumo is going to be able to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but there are some of these guys in cabinet, Obedumpo for a woman, I mean, like for four mm-hmm. people. I mean, like I said, look, he has got a checkered history of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And he now remains in the new Ministry of Home Affairs and Culture. It sounds a bit funny, eh? Home Affairs and Culture, they call it. I don't know how he's going to be an effective minister. He has not been effective in any of the ministries that he has been given to run throughout his tenure in government with due respect. Even if he got back when he used to be the provincial governor for Matabeleland and not, back in the day. So, look, I believe that one or two people will be able to do a decent job. I've already said that the people should be able to do a decent job. I think also that a person like... Patrick Chinamasa, maybe not exactly finance. I think would have made a very good minister of either justice. You'd have made a very good minister of justice. I know he's a workaholic. I work with him. I know he can put in a long shift. I know he can work, work his sort off. Or he could even have done better at home affairs. And now you have some of these people. You have.
Thank you, Mr. Kutu. Is no baba lapa ke utwa unkubegani usetkwen. Hei baba kubegani kunjan? Baba kubegani ukona?
Yego, kunjani ba?
Nyapila, isipo ngombani?
Nina mwoto wonga ba?
Ye, tonga weyankumbuza ke utala, weyankumbula uslandulo, elo mjalo, kilolo utwa kapula tonga. So I would talk to you. What are you doing? So ubona ngazani vele kathenge kadopa abanye kuba bakoma badla athiyeneyo
ufuze kube njalo ukuthi be dope laphana 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 ukuze sikhambise kuhle
so singathi zimbila zantabani
hayi zimbila zantabani
kodwa ungena kulaba abanjengo parents siri kuze kuya ke lo major general Sibusiso Moyo, ubona njani?
Hayi, labo thina vele sifuna ukuthinte ungena abantu abangibekele ngene phakathi lapha.
So kodwa
ngathi unyathela.
Yes, manje kutshintwa njani kona?
Hayi, kufuze lethe sikhalaze phezu lokho.
Hayi, konti liye kukhetho, liyakhalaza kubani?
Demonstrate ukuze kulunge.
Yebo,
ngakhala ngale khetheni kusebenzi ukuthi siyekhetha.
Mhm. Kodwa selizibizeleni ukuthi liye kukhetha kumbe vele Donga alikabhalisi.
Baba.
Selabhalisi ukuthi livote njengoba sithi liyafuna ukuthi liguqule njalo lingaze ngayokhetha.
Hayi, kodwa siyabhalisa so ngoJanuwari.
Hawu bona ke Donga, siyabonga kakhulu, ungadinga kusasa mnumzane.
Hayi Mbongi, lo ungena ehleleni.
Mhm, sibonga kakhulu. So Mr. Donga is saying that these people know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Ndebele we've got an idiom which says Zimbila Zantabanye.
Mm-hmm.
They are rabbits of the same mountain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You take another one from another mountain, they always fight.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people that know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together for a long time. So he really recycled some of the ministers because of that, mm-hmm. according to him. Yeah.
Interesting. Tinamkoma Donald Parunare. Magadi mkoma Donald.
Ndipo mkoma Blessing Magadi kwa namkoma Jibs.
Ah,
isu. Asiapira mpoi.
Oh, zedu mkoma Donald. Tipeo pungwa zenyu.
Ya, ndipo mkoma wangu wa mkoma, mkoma wariku maana listi wa gudu na mkoma Siwanda.
Mm-hmm.
Ule kwa Siwanda. I apa ati ati tumwe alumbona kata kata risi watu mama zoma tu kulite fungo ata kuda pamo kubako kata wamu kabe zinzia shando kama nika baadhi ati tu tumbona kana change ya kuna kuchero wana angwari kuna wangu anga zita zita tika nda kumushapa kili si masoro tora nundi zeli 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 zodi zeli zana kama kumusha but indication ni ripo ya watu ata ata apara sino nak zaidi wapa kai old way ni old bodo zile zatu kuna nukutumu kata tava ungu na kata kabe na umasingo kare biza kwa sisi mwa tava ungu.
Mm-hmm.
Waka BC wa pacho lito declaration wa damu wana jyota ni mwe waka zingwa pao gafi na wama singo.
Mm-hmm.
Because unzi hea wama resident minister hako suna wa chinja wama minister of state na ndoku wane kwa chika na wa chinja ya ministry sara ministry ndoku to chinja kwa performance ya munu ameno anizu uti chinja tika ipawa.
Mm-hmm.
Wazi mkata uti inawana wakata sana nae wapa mchinguli waka nana wa state zonyone waka shanda kubakare wariku mainyone wa shiwa kwa minister of small enterprise jiwa tija ameno atinaka ambona chataka wana jia waka pundu takara nika. Uya tinopo zili hoye ministiri ujara hoye ministiri uji. Peta wano wakata sana soja etu wawo. Pipata kumbari kwa. Nukuti hapo zongo lewa ungo zato wapache na mdi wacha urwa mnofo kwa ushanda na kasi mbache yasu. Nukuti za wapache na manji. Eo miyabuda manji za zoro ya to wapache na ye. Kuti papa elections batu pinda hapa kapa. Pachange junda isha kange isha ya haino kia dominator. Nukuti hapa ano pachange neta ya papa. Do main reason ya si wama soja. Padangu wana sepa kakuna wa mnanga kwa mipagu apu indaka.
Mhm.
Yepa minister of mines hapo. Wili to nishitando. Mjinda anu wili to nishitando. Ayala CEO nunga kumimosa ya reka na kuchia menu na chati.
Mhm. Kumimosa.
Yomu ndo panupanda wana pa kakuna yepa hapa.
Mhm.
Ewa. Ewa. Minister of higher education ya wapa amoni mkira profeta. Andona kutu zingangu wa kuko ma ministeri waliri wa ya. Kwe yu ziku kwa wazo sila wabari nyatua. Kwa wesa wa china masa kufinanzi. Kwa hivyo wao bedi mpofu kwa. Hakuna chino buda. Nekwa kwa hivyo msangwa kwa. Nia hivyo na chenji. Na wakaya moyo.
Ayo watu nchenda kuru mkuma Donald.
Mkuma blessing. Hata singa tali sinu zaka jaro. Saka fano hivyo kano naka kuwana. Uwezo wana mvana. Wana hivyo kata sa doja wana mzikana.
Ayo watu nchenda kuru. Hapana hapo chakai pa kurula mvana. Siti nchenda kuru mkuma Donald.
Maika basa mkuma.
Donald, there is saying that, of course, there are exceptions. Kitando is saying that was an inspired appointment, and also mm-hmm. Professor Murwira at Higher Education is saying those are good. But overall, he's saying that Mr. Mugabe is simply, recycling the same old guys. Gibbs, we have Dr. Sibanda still.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda. Jalos, we have to go to the same corner. I want to learn Professor Kevanyati. Kevanyati, civilly, Professor Azuayo. He was in Fundolab. He was aware of him to Angola, Joba, Chinanga, Pad, Kayo Matematan, the Kumbu, Kuma Kuvinja, Yokuma, Kesti, Umnum Zamkavi. So, he Konoko getting certain interesting. So, in the hotel, it's Loba Vakum and Lapa, or Ting is a visa. He knows an Ojan. Kuba Huma Mazulu.
Ye Mazulu.
Sabona Mazulu.
Yebo baba.
Unjani unga?
Hayi sethola sina ngizamku ukukhuluma ukuthi khona yebo yeza jabula sili ekhipha umgabe esaleni kufaka kumnangako. Kodwa ke phela uhlupho lukamnangako lokuthi usethethe amakhabhinethi ayekhona kumgabe wabuya wabuyisela futhi khona esikhundleni kambe kuzalunga.
Abantu bathini kolapho nxa ukukhuluma labo ekhaya khona?
Ah, kaya naga kulim nga kwe vantin, denga ka zamukutoka nga kwe vantin, sesava lalu nite nganye kumbehe nza vile wangukuni, oku zampaka nite mtile.
Hmm. So, watu wake, nga wana subwona sivili kuti uhamba njani konoku, ubona anuwe alunga hini, ili zere zibapo njobu ifaka abangani baki.
Yai kona yega bekuzalunga ukuya kwesikhathi kodwa mina bengikhathele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa phela kuyafakwa lamandebele kungathi ngamashona kodwa ukwenzela ukuthi lathi ngapha emandebeleni sibe lokuthuthuka njengakhona le masikini.
Ngiyabona phela bafake umnumzana Obed Mpofu lindebele phela khona ngapha alisho ukuthi lindebele.
Ah ye right yena Obed Mpofu lindebele kodwa ke omama bakhona laba bangamandebele na.
Yes, yabona kulo Sthembiso Nyoni, umama wesintwini. Kuzobuya ke lo mdala uSimon Khayamoyo. La ngwesintwini njalo ke.
Obed
Mpofu. Kuzobuya ke Mpofu semqambini. Kuzobuya ke lo Kembo Mohati. Siyakwazi ukuvela khona ngale ke eSvendeni. So ke kuzobuya bakhona nje balihlekana. La khona phetsholojo akazi bafaka bani. Bafaka uginyilitshe uKane Matema uyamazi kakhulu Kane wabhala ibhuku ibhuku lakhe lelana elezaphu njalo umdala wayemthanda phela umdala wayengamthandi
hayi wayemthanda yena kodwa phela kade anti yabona ukuthi kade sezihlamukile labo sezanini so siyabaamandebeleni labo kabadonsele kibo ngapha kuphumelele ngapha nakhonale
hhayi ke siyakuzwa ke ntombi endala iphosele ukugcina mama.
Hayi, ngiyakukhuthaza abantu abasebenzini abakithi emandebeleni khonapho kucabinet kamnangagu kuzeli zami kusezini emandebeleni sithuthukise isigaba sakini sifile mani
sifeka nganani sicobotekise siphele nyanya mazulu
nyanya ayaselafektari esebenzayo akula migwaqo izinto ziyadura asiyahlupheka vele izulu alikho siyalamba ngathi siyathi umungu ona laba abasinikayo bathi kasikhiphe izimali asilazo
kahlupha phele hayi siyabonga mazulu ungathilela kusasa ma
hayi mbonile baba.
Yes, bona kakhulu. That is the Mrs. Zulu. She is in Cholojo and she was complaining and saying that there are no Ndebele ministers of not, you know, maybe that was the point. So then when I pointed out that there are some were in the cabinet, she said, those are not the ones that she wanted. She would have wanted to see new faces and people that are a little bit powerful. But she says she's a bit reserved in terms of expressing herself because she knows that something may visit her at night, you know. So, you know, sometimes people really have this kind of fear. And she says the fear is still there, so she's fearing for her life, definitely. And now we see that there's even Kane Matema, who comes from Cholocho. She doesn't trust him at all.
Regai tiende kurunari zvakare, choenda kuna mukoma Namo Goronga. Makadi mukoma Namo.
Tinofara makadiwo vakuru vangu.
Aiwa, tiripo zvedu, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Regai nditange hangu nokungoti tarisiro yanga ine vanhu nezvabuda padare remakurukota iro zvinovo dzamoyo. Takapembera tichiti mudzimu wauya mumusha. Ino kana pouya mudzimu wembeveve haitauri haizwi nyangwe neanodudzira wacho unopera simba kuti wotangira papi. Ukavona zvekuti makurukota acho vazhinji vacho vapa kuma 79-80 zvichikwira. Ko ivo chavo chavo vechidiki muzano PF hamuna here vechidiki vachiri kutemwa dzinobuda ropa vanogona kunge vachimhanya mhanya pano neapo panoda kusvikwa apo panoda kudii nokuti hazvina kusiyana nasekuru vamugabe vataiti vanga vakura vanga vasina chakundi vanga vokundikana mukatasa vahungwe shoko rataurwa namukoma Dhoni rokuti takangokura tichingonzwa kuti vahungwe kana tikasanzwa zvisikade kuti vahungwe muzano PF yanga isiri zano PF. Asi nanhasi vanongonzi ngavafire pabasa zvifoshora. Kana tichida kuvakanyika devanga vabvumavo kunzwa zvinotaura vanhu vatore pfungwa dzevanhu vatangotora pfungwa dzevanonzi ava ndo vakarwa ndo vakarwa hondo kurwa hondo handi kutonga nyika. Kani kangu tindaguma ipapo.
Tinote da zikuru mkoma namo.
So, let's go to Mr. Dr. Nkululeko Spanda. Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, is it that people, let me put it this way. Were people expecting miracles to be performed by the president? What did they want out of this thing?
People were expecting, yes, I think you would say people were expecting miracles. People were expecting far too much than Mnangagwa could get. People didn't understand that the president had come into power through a military action, and that he therefore had responsibilities to satisfy the military to ensure that he can rule without the interference, at least in the short term. People didn't understand that even up to now it is not yet clear to anybody. I doubt that it is clear to the president himself whether he is really a substantive president or a titular president. It could be that in reality the military is running the show. We know that these things happen in many countries. We know in Burma the person who occupies the office of the president isn't actually the president. The president is outside. We know that it happened in Russia where for long, for a good 4 years, Vladimir Putin was a prime minister by name, when in fact he was also president. So it is not clear, perhaps I think even to President Mnangagwa, whether or not what his position is and what powers he has in terms of what the military has done. And for people to expect him to move, mountains, it was impossible. The military had stated very clearly that they had interfered with the government. They removed President Mugabe so that they could sustain and maintain the Mugabe agreement. They could make sure that war veterans occupied every aspect of the state. And we know that every aspect of the Zimbabwean state is already taken over. They've taken over mining. They've taken over agriculture. They've taken over the state now. They've taken over cabinet. They are pushing for to take over parliament, and we know that they have taken over they've taken over control of the media and the country, information and so forth. They have taken over foreign affairs now, and you can see that there is a huge force here that Mnangagwa has to deal with. And I'm unsure as to whether Mnangagwa can deal with this, or he's just being told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. It was already shocking that it took him about 5 days to name a cabinet. It's not really something that should take anybody that much. Somebody, he should have been able to begin thinking about cabinet the moment he was told that the military had said he would be the next leader of ZANU-PF the very day they started their court around the 14th, 15th. So really, I don't think it's in place to blame Mnangagwa for the cabinet. I do not think that it is his fault. I do not know why he would not have promoted the military generals into the positions they are in. And I do not know how he could have chosen anybody other than those people who were from the war, who were seen as war veterans, because that is what the military said was its objective, and the military had to get what it wanted. And all these guys are the old guard that is regarded by the military, which is old guard itself, as true war veterans that had run away systematically by Mugabe. This is what the war veterans did it for. They wanted these guys back. They wanted everybody who'd been thrown away, who they perceived to be a war veteran or from a war history, to come back. These guys are back. The military didn't lie to anybody. Zimbabweans decided to redefine the desires of the military and think of it as removing Mugabe and not as installing and putting in place the war veterans.
Dr. Sibanda, some are saying that maybe, just maybe, the problem was President Robert Mugabe. He did not allow these ministers to shine. They can cite the example of Mr. Chinamasa. Remember at one time he said the government cannot afford to pay bonuses. And President Robert Mugabe reversed that within days and said bonuses must be paid. So maybe the ministers can perform. It's only that at the time the captain of the team or the driver was driving the bus into the ditch.
You know what, I like that. People think some are positive. And people need to understand one thing. Governments, cabinet ministers, do not achieve anything as they are on. Cabinets work as that. They work as cabinets. They work as individuals. I hear people complaining about who's been made the minister of this, who's been made the minister of that. in real political terms, it really doesn't matter who is the minister of what. The difference that the individual makes is very small and minimal. That is the whole team together that is either effective or ineffectual. Cabinet and running a country is teamwork because many of these things rely on each other. But let me say this thing about former President Mugabe. Look, I always thought that President Mugabe started on the wrong foot. There are some people that think that he started on the good foot. But look, after being bitten and shocked by both the NCA in the 2000 referendum and by the MDC in the 2000 elections, President Mugabe tried to do the impossible. He employed one of the best cabinet ministers, the team of cabinet ministers the world has ever seen. Mm-hmm. That cabinet of the year 2000, running 4 years after that, was one of the best qualified, one of the most hardworking. You had in there, like him or not, you had Simba Makoni, a flying student. You had Nkosana Moyo in there. You had Mudenge. You had Mbenge. You had almost full cabinet of PhDs. Mm-hmm. And Mugabe himself isn't one of those lazy people. Certainly hardworking in many aspects. But what you need to realize is that when the conditions aren't appropriate, when the conditions aren't necessary, when the president can't make very difficult decisions, that's the decision you referred to, whether to pay or not to pay bonuses, it is difficult. And one of the first few actions that President Ngwego has taken, promoting the 25 military officers as one of his first actions, and secondly, ignoring the abuse of law by his faction against the other faction in ZANU-PF, and then this cabinet, which has no teeth, has no soul to it, has no credence, has no merit to it, is just a military, and the continued militarization of the key aspects of the economy, command agriculture and employing parents to run that department in government, indicates that the process that these guys have started under Mugabe, which undermine the economy and undermine the system of government, are the ones that Mnangagwa is going to try and rescue the economy using. It doesn't seem to me as though Mnangagwa has changed anything and can make the hard decisions that are necessary to make in order to run the economy. He can't change anything. He's going forward with what the military wanted before Mugabe. Mugabe was challenging the command agriculture sort of thinking, saying that we should go ahead with Zimaset, and they wanted command agriculture, and that's what he's doing, and it's part of the big problem. I don't think that Mnangagwa has given us any sign that he's able to make any difficult decisions or even to challenge the military junta that's around him at the moment. And I think that without a president who can make those decisions, it's going to be entirely impossible to bring back the economy. His inability to employ female ministers, to employ women in a country with more than 51% female people, to go by that principle, because of the principle you can ignore in 2017, indicates that the president is either caged or incapable or incompetent in more than many ways. His cabinet could be challenged in court successfully if the court is independent. I tell you that because the Constitution makes a clear indication that you must employ a cabinet that is gender sensitive. This cabinet is by any measure gender insensitive. And whatever one says, that is a bad indication on the managerial responsibilities and abilities of the president.
Thank you so much, Dr. Asbanda. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's cabinet. Of course, that was announced last night with some names such as Air Force Commander Terence Shiri, running the Ministry of Agriculture, Major General Sibusiso Moyo, the one who announced that the army was taking over the reins, is the Minister of Foreign Affairs. And of course, you also have people in the old cabinet like Lazarus Tokora, Dr. David Parirenyatwa, Mr. Obet Mpofu, and others. Regatende kunava shongwe wariku Zambia. Makadi iva shongwe mtereri wedu.
Ndipo makasimba here.
Aiwa isu tiri nani parise pa Zambia.
Makasimba here, ndipo mablessing.
Tiri nani zvedu.
Pa Zambia pari nani. Zvakadhakwa. Takafari kuona ino bata maya.
Sei muna.
Vanhu vasina kuenda kufamba zvichiendere. Tsimba dzichatoperi pa parliament paya. Tongoziona kuti dziripo kaka.
zvange zvara pataiti kwaita zvimbere zviri mumukati
Afrika
vaka izvina zviri kuitira
asi kanzi ndo
tati naye tinava mugabe ndo yangodzoka saka ndachikumbira kuna abvutu abvutuka
vagutu vanenge vaenda vashongo
kuti malida yenyikoko kuti vagokwanisa kutongonyika
vagutu vaenda vanga vaine imwe kwavanga vachimhanyira sati takava kukumbira maminitsi mashoma asi ndofunga vari kufamba vavachiteerera chirongo
kana vakateerera kuMDCka ngavachibvisira tangira yavaita mumuhovheti kokusezva vachiti ava vadi kutaruta vanhu vasina kurwa hunde voita mahovheti mamwe akadzingwa tione kuti inozofambira sei mberi because ya prepared kuzovhotera hurumende imwe ichatoziva because hurumende tatoiona kwayakananga haisi hurumende yevanhu
asi ka harisi basa revakarwa hondo ka vashongwe kuti vaudze vemapato kuti isai nhingi ndiye akarwa hondo nekuti hondo yacho yaitorwirwa izvozvo zvekuti vanhu vasununguke kuvhotera munhu waanoda
but muri kutozviona kapa kuti chikandanga ndochine zvekutoshanda munyika
chikandanga ndochekutoshanda
izvi zvekuti chikandanga zvishande chikandanga ndochekutoshanda
hamusi kuona here kuti makuramwira munda makudo kana kuti makusiya chitunha chakarindwa neberi
ndoziva kuti but hatingaramwe zvedu but vanhu vari kurejesta kuvhota apa takutongorejesta kuti vanhu vavhote asi takukumbira kuti vanatangira vatichajira homo munhu avamuise papapo munhu mutano vamuisapo muchiwevheti iyoyo vakarwonde vava tigotoa tomuvhotera but tongoda chidachuyar through MDC
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
tatoona kuti vamugabe vanotiya muguru wavo ende vari kutonga vari kuguva kwavari guva kwavari ndoko vari kutonga vari
aiwa hatingati hedu vari kuguva vari pazoro asi tinotenda zvikuru vashongwe that's them. Is Mr. Shongwe he's saying that he wished Mr. Gutu was around, but he's saying that the MDC must replace Morgan Tsvangirai with someone with Liberation War credentials who will be accepted by the army. But like I was saying to him, you know, in a democracy, you don't have to have your Liberation War medals.
Yeah,
some of us were not even born, so you know, you can't deny anyone the opportunity to be the president as long as people vote for them. I don't think it's okay to say the Liberation War fighters must tell Zimbabweans who they must elect.
Yeah, so kunjalo nje kulabantu lokho bethumeza imilayezelo lapha ku Facebook. Philip Spanders yaxolisa kuloko sicela ukuthi sikufonele. Sizakufonela ke ngesikhathi esibuyayo. Sibona zani sizakufonela ngomvulo ngobuye khonapha ke esitikini. Kuzobuya ke uStanley Karoma uthi so General SB Moyo who announced the intervention on TV and announced a coup was fingered in the looting, alleged looting of diamonds in the TRC. Then quotes UN report. And then Philip Swanda is back again. He says he's a good show, guys. So we've been listening all along. And then James Thomas Mangena was also asking us to phone him. So okay, sibuyele kubaba uSpanda, vala amafutshane uSpanda sibili, akusela isikhathi 10 seconds for it.
I think of course we've run out of time. Time is not our best ally. So we want to take this opportunity to thank you, our Facebook viewers, our radio listeners, those who were sending us messages via Facebook, WhatsApp, and all other platforms that we use. Thank you so much. And of course, we want to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, and also MDC spokesman Obed Gutu. Thanks to our team of engineers and our producer for a brilliant job as usual. And signing off, this is Blessing Zulu saying, have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.